I had Reese's for breakfast.
Reese's for breakfast? Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Austin, Leaper, and Stefan. What's up, guys?
Dude, I think this is the first podcast I've done with Austin.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. It is the first podcast you've done with Austin ever, because he usually fills in for you. We actually covered that like a week ago. Maybe two weeks.
2 weeks.
I don't know. Sure.
It was 2 weeks ago.
All right.
Will you be here next week? Who's going to, if he's covering for me, who's going to cover for Tyler if he's not here next week?
Well, Andy's covering for you.
Oh.
So I suppose Austin will cover for Tyler if he's not here.
Damn.
Austin's going to be my go-to guy if Tyler's out.
He's going to
be
Andy.
Andy?
Andy Pandy?
Yeah. Andy Handy. But
danced around like a T-Rex one night.
One crazy I suppose night. If Tyler's out, Austin will probably be the first guy I call.
You'll be the guy.
Yeah.
He'll be the
Do
guy.
Do you want to be the guy?
I want to be the guy.
It's either Austin or Andy, who kind of waffles sometimes on coming by, and then Tom is in Missouri.
I had waffles this morning.
Leading some camp or something, so he's not even around.
Oh, is he a Boy Scout?
What about Eggos?
He is, actually.
Yeah, that's what I eat.
He is a Boy Scout.
Eggos are waffles.
I guess an Eagle Scout or something.
Eggo waffles. Lego my Eggo, dog.
Waffles suck.
What about Eggos?
What the fuck is your problem?
What about Eggos? They're awful.
What about Eggos?
No. Pancakes are where it's at.
Well, pancakes are good, too.
Pancakes are better, but
I don't really like waffles. I've never...
Dude, I had waffles for
breakfast. Tasty waffles.
Well, so?
What about crepes?
Good.
And what about crepes?
I had Reese's for breakfast.
Reese's for breakfast?
Yeah.
Why? Candy?
It's not Reese's candy. Candy
for breakfast?
No, it's Reese's Puff cereal.
I'm
cereal
calling your mom
now.
Right now.
Don't call my mom.
Calling her.
Stefan? Damn it, Stefan. Come on. Stefan, don't call my mother.
Ow!
I just watched Matt rape Stefan. I don't know how I feel about this.
Again.
That was fast.
No, but really, what about crepes?
That wasn't really that uncomfortable
crepes,
at all.
I really haven't had enough crepes to decide on crepes. I think I've had crepes like once.
I've never had crepes.
They're like really thin pancakes.
I was going to say, I haven't had crepes, but I've had really thin pancakes.
I made crepes in food class one time.
Yeah. I remember that.
You weren't in there with me, but no, you remember it.
Yeah.
I mean, he ate them off a Leaper.
Well, I made crepes in the same class.
We played ring toss first.
Yeah.
And I ate it. I ate around the ring. Oh, yeah.
It was a good time.
Let's do that again sometime. We should do that more often.
We should. You're right.
So, you guys know what's coming up this week?
E3.
Ah, there we go. E3. Should be exciting. I actually am. I do want to see a lot of different things about E3 this year. Last year, there wasn't really anything I cared about. This year, there's a few things.
I saw a trailer for Saints Row 3. I kind of got excited about that.
That's a fun game.
I've got an article about it.
I wish the co-op would be like 4-player at least, though. I don't know what they're planning, but 2-player is fun. But if you had like a couple
4
more,
players?
Because, you know, their multiplayer sucks. And I don't think they're going to have multiplayer this time. Isn't that what they said? So, it's all about the co-op story, that you can just go through the whole story co-op-wise and just screw around the whole city co-op. That's what me and Austin did, and that was fun.
Yeah.
But they need to have it so you can do, like, 3 or 4 people just to up the ante. You know what I'm saying?
And then I'm going to go pre-order fucking Elder Scrolls.
Hell yeah.
That game is tight.
Elder Scrolls.
Feels.
It's all about Arkham City.
Fuck you.
Damn.
What the hell is wrong with you? You want Arkham City too?
Dude, I like Arkham City, but Oblivion is better. Or
it's
Elder
not
Scrolls.
Oblivion.
Caught
Skyrim.
That one myself. It's Elder Scrolls.
It's Elder Scrolls, but Elder Scrolls is not Oblivion.
Elder Scrolls.
Oblivion is a game in Elder Scrolls.
Well, Oblivion is better than
Sorry.
Arkham Asylum.
Sorry to crush your hopes and dreams, but it's true. It's
such a tired formula.
All right. Let's save that for a little E3 hype we're going to do after gaming news. Then we'll get into it then.
Hype your E3.
First, I want to get to a little mini review that a friend of mine kind of wrote for us for LA Noir, which really I'll just bring up some points here. His name's Rob. He's a guy who streams
the
on
robot.
Justin. He's a guy who streams on Justin TV. He's a very smart kid. Robot. He's 16. Is that enough age to call him kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right in my age.
It's about a 5-year difference. I didn't know if I was being condescending or not.
What does he look like?
Well, I don't think you're considering
an adult. Is he a handsome 16? So.
Well, no, but I mean,
like,
you could at least call him guy.
Justin Bieber hit puberty and now he's really handsome.
If
you have to buy,
is he like an 18-16 or like a 14-16?
No, this guy's pretty smart. He's good with games. He doesn't like free games.
Yeah, but what's he look like?
I don't fucking know. I already said that once. You guys said, Austin said, what does he look like? I said, I don't know.
I thought maybe you were just hiding it.
I don't know.
Like,
man,
we had to drag it out of you. Give us the picture.
But he brought up some ups and downs for LA Noir. A couple of things I want to mention. Austin, you've played it. Yeah, you told me you played it before the podcast. So.
Yeah.
Or I guess you didn't play it before the podcast, but that's when you told me. Anyway, so there's some ups
I'm
and downs.
I'm so confused. When'd you play LA Noir?
Wasn't that hard to follow. He says, playing the game in 1080p is a beautiful experience. I agree, but you know what? I actually thought it wasn't very, very good compared to GTA 4. I thought it was pretty much on par with that.
Yeah. The only thing it has better is facial features.
Yeah.
It's like the
but
only
it has
difference.
To.
I thought graphically, though, it was pretty much on par with GTA 4.
I mean, that's
4.
Part of the game.
Well, read shit, but facial that's not features. The point.
If they didn't give good facials, then, like, that'd be really hard.
Yeah. Like, it'd be much more difficult to solve crimes.
But the next thing he mentions is facial recognition is breathtaking and flawless, which is pretty true. I mean,
flawless.
I haven't seen one problem that with the facial recognition. I'm pretty much
I don't
on
see
point.
A problem with the facial either.
Said facial recognition. Come on.
Recognition.
Recognize
the
that.
Driving mechanic is as if I'm actually driving in 1947, and I feel the same way. All the cars are of the period.
Can I get on the back with the Tommy gun? And just
I don't believe so.
Damn it.
But then there's trolleys and stuff like rules. That. A couple down points he mentioned was, he says facial recognition is very difficult to get used to. And at first I was kind of thrown off by it too, because you never saw something so real in a game before, like facial wise. So you're just like, oh, wow.
You're like,
well, something good I heard about that was they said that most people are used to during a cutscene when people are just talking to check their cell phone or grab something to drink. Well, you can't do that in this game because that's literally how you tell whether or not they're lying.
Yeah.
So. What if I accuse someone that they're lying and they're not?
Then you're fucking wrong.
Oh. Yeah, or you can back out of it if you don't feel like. Because if you accuse someone of their lying...
You're a liar! You lied, and you did it! No, I want to take
wait,
that back.
You can back out of it?
Before you select the evidence, after you review the evidence. If you
oh,
hit,
fuck, I wish I'd have done that.
It's in the tutorial, the very first...
Well, oh, he just skips those.
You have to play it, though. It's during when you're a beat cop.
I didn't go back.
When you do the... When you're first a cop in uniform?
Yeah.
That's the tutorial of the game.
Well, yeah, I know, but I don't ever remember them mentioning that you can go back.
It was up on the top when they were saying, you know, during the very first one where it's telling you what to choose, like truth, doubt, lie.
All right, I'll be honest. I didn't pay attention.
When you select lie the first time, it says you can back out of calling someone a liar. Well, basically, he doesn't, like, scream at him. He goes, I think you're lying. And they go, how are you going to prove that? And then you look at your notes, and you're like, oh, shit, I don't think they are lying. Instead, you can just doubt them. So you back out, and he usually says something like, sorry, you have to shake the tree to see what falls out.
I had to use an intuition point to get that right, because I did that for like 20 minutes, and it was just continuously wrong. And I was like, this is fucking gay.
You're just like...
On which one?
The first one. The one where it told you what to do.
The one where it told you what answers to choose.
Yeah.
You kept getting it wrong.
Because I didn't see that you can back out things, so I kept selecting lie.
God.
You said you got to shake the tree to see what falls out, so you're just like, you're a liar. No, I'm not. Okay, I was just seeing how you'd react to that.
that's just a test.
Yes.
But then you can choose doubt instead. If you think they're lying and you don't have evidence, you choose doubt.
Ah. So do you say in a really condescending tone? Like,
you do. Okay. You are kind of like, they'll be like, I know nothing about that. And you hit doubt and he goes, so you know nothing about this at all. You weren't there. You don't know anything about it. And they'll be like, Okay, fine. I do know it.
Well, you don't know anything about it? Mm-hmm. You don't know anything?
My favorite thing on that game about that was I don't really like this because sometimes the guy overreacts a little bit. Like, I'm going to try not to give away any spoilers, but during one of the cases, some lady said that she didn't know where her husband was. And I selected doubt, and the guy stood up and was like, "You're fucking lying! You killed him and hid his body in the cellar." And I was like, "Holy shit, dude!
Yeah,
calm down."
He does. There's one where you're at like an apartment complex and you're talking to the lady that owns it, and she's like, "I have no idea where she is." And you select, you know, doubt. And he goes, "Really? A nosy old hag like you doesn't know where the people in your building are going?" And she goes, "Fine, I do know where she is."
Damn.
I'd be like, "Get the hell out of my
house." He gets super aggressive.
In one story, I just started beating some little kid, and I hit truth.
Another down point here is there's a few moments of skips and lag in the game, which I've seen the skips. I haven't really seen any lag, but the one weirdest thing I saw was that when a suspect is running and you have your gun, you can hold aim on them, and then when the meter fills up, you can fire a warning shot in the air, and they stop, you know, so they don't get shot. And then it cuts to you, and, you know, Cole Phelps says, you know, "Stop or I will shoot." His arm was completely stiff. Everything was behind him was stiff. His neck was stiff, but his mouth was moving. And it was creepy as shit. It was so creepy.
I can forgive little things like that.
I can too, but I mean, it was just kind of creepy, just the way he was standing. It is a very long game, though. Rob says he played it for about 28 hours, and I don't know exactly how long I've been playing, but I've been playing for quite a while.
Damn.
I'm near the end, though. I'm at the arson desk.
All I know is I rented that game, and then I asked Stephanie if he wanted to come over, but he was apparently busy for a week straight.
Yeah, because I am.
Dude, I'm just going to leave it at that?
You don't have... Okay, we don't even go over this, so you cannot call me out for being busy. So fuck you.
Hey.
Damn. There's your segment.
Apparently you're not busy enough to go bowling.
You're right. That's part of my being busy is I'm going bowling.
Dude, he got a ball with holes in it.
Freshly drilled holes.
You posted a gay picture on Facebook, too.
Oh, it was great.
You, like, got your finger on your lip or something.
Oh, yeah.
Did you stick your dick in one of those holes?
Nah.
Are you sure?
That's how we drilled him.
I think you're lying.
Are you going to back out from that lie?
Nope.
Are you going to back out?
Where's your evidence?
Back out. Choose down.
This picture.
That's not me.
That is you.
That's you.
Oh, that is me. Yeah, this picture.
The final point I want to bring up with this is he said many critics out there did not enjoy it. I saw mostly favorable reviews, but the big one was IGN. IGN, again, gave him the Mortal Kombat treatment, where they gave him okay review, but the review was like four paragraphs.
Non-existent.
And it didn't really say anything about the game.
IGN sucks.
Yeah, this is a game you can't review in four paragraphs. You just can't.
Damn you, IGN.
Can't spell ignorant without IGN. That's what people say all the time.
Jeez, that's gay. I just got to say that.
It's true, though.
It's true, but it's still dumb. You spell it.
That's ignorant.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was Rob's little review there. He might give us some more reviews.
Rob Dog. You my dog. Rob Dog.
Is that what we're going to call him now?
Thanks for that review.
Rob backwards is bore.
But his Justin TV channel is at justin.tv/a_confused_pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
I'm not going to spell that out for the fans because I'm sure you guys know how to spell
pumpkin.
I'm not going to be condescending. I hate when the radio shows are like, "Yeah, we're at _ the radio show." That's THE. It's like, I know how to spell. Thank you.
They just want to make sure you get it right and you don't end up on a porn site.
Is that bad?
It's not bad.
It's not.
Oh my god! I actually have a great story about that.
You guys ever gone to WhiteHouse.com?
Hearing about YouTube, I thought it was just the U and then tube.
Nice.
That sends you to a site where you enter your information in.
Just a U?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of YouPorn, Austin.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're thinking of YouPorn.
Not
porn.
Back when I was younger. It said.
What?
Because I had an aunt do that one time where she's like, "Where go to YouTube?" And she put in the U, and it was just a site that said, "What's your address and information and stuff like that." And she's like, "I don't think this is the right site." I'm like, "Nope, that's not it. Not it at all." You guys can talk. By the way,
I said YouPorn, Austin.
You don't have to mouth it to people.
No, I was looking for YouTube.
Did you go to YouPorn?
No.
Did you search it in Google, and then it gave you that, and you thought it was the first result? Because most people, when you search a website, it's usually the first result.
Well, then would, if that had been it, it wouldn't have been a mistake.
Let me ask you this.
If you search
have
YouTube
you purposely and, ever and I been to YouPorn?
If YouPorn came up, that is not a mistake. All right?
There it is, folks. Answer to my question.
If it just happens to be there.
My work is done here.
Do they have hentai on YouPorn?
What?
Do they have hentai on YouPorn?
The hell is hentai?
You know what it is.
You know what it is.
No, I don't.
What about hentai?
It's Japanese love porn.
Entei, oh. The Pokemon?
With anyone? The cartoons and the furry animals.
Anyone?
The furries.
Entei the Pokemon?
Yeah.
I heard it. I don't really know how I'm supposed to respond to it.
Entei the Pokemon.
I know what it, yeah.
He's the fire dog, right?
Yeah. Oh. You think they snuck that in there on purpose?
Pokemon Entei. That's what I'm trying to ask you for, is Pokemon Entei.
Dude, I don't have it.
I got Suku and I got Raikou. Haru or Raikou.
Suicune and Raikou.
Excuse me, princess.
All right. You guys ready for gaming news?
Yes. Yeah, why not?
See.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I think we can do it today.
Yeah, I mean, if you want.
I'll fit it in there. Kick it in.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right. First up, this is straight from the Austin News Network. WoW adds another purchasable mount. Now, if you don't know what a purchasable mount is, it is a animal or beast you can pay for to ride, a.k.a. Leaper's mother.
I like to, like, purchase armor for the things I ride. I saw they had, like, a sale on obsidian, like, stuff for, like, Elder Scrolls and stuff.
And was horse armor on there?
Horse armor was one of the things on sale, and it's cut in half from 400 to 200. I can't believe they're still selling that crap.
I don't know. That should just be free.
It didn't even work. That's the problem with it. That's what sucks is, like, you put the horse armor on, your horse would die just as fast.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask. Can you get the armor back, or once you put it on a horse and then it dies, you're like, fuck
you?
No,
you can get it back.
Okay.
You don't buy it just
once.
So
it's pretty much cosmetic.
Yeah.
I guess it was. I guess they didn't mean it to be, but it didn't work.
Why didn't you have Shadowmere and that horse never dies? And if it does,
I got
die,
it later. I got Shadowmere later. I just got the game, man. I didn't know Shadowmere was coming up.
Why didn't you put the armor on Shadowmere and then use, like, the horse as a weapon?
I refer you to my first statement. I didn't know Shadowmere was coming up.
Well, it's a horse that breathes fucking fire.
My excuse now is that fuck the horse armor. I had Shadowmere. I didn't need it.
Of course, you get it for being in the assassin's thing.
How did you put it on there?
I don't even remember. Like I said, I bought this when I first got Oblivion. This was in 2006.
Okay. Because I knew you day. Could, like, yeah. You could kill Shadowmere and then put shit inside of it.
Yeah, you put shit in Shadowmere. So, Austin, since you gave me the story, you want to enlighten us a little bit about why they released a purchasable mount?
Well, the rumor was, at least this was among the WoW players, when they did the first mount, it was the proceeds went to Hurricane Katrina. So they believed that this one was supposed to go towards the earthquake in Japan. But about
the tsunami in Japan?
Yeah. Well, it was an earthquake.
The tsunami was worse.
Everyone
just says tsunami, and everyone just kind of forgot about the earthquake.
When
things happened.
Well, like a week before the mount came out, they released this really shitty, stupid-looking fucking bird.
The Cenarian hatchling?
Yes. That they said was the money was going towards the relief fund, and then they came out with the mount. And I'm pretty sure all the proceeds are going to Blizzard.
Well, Blizzard did lose 500,000 subscribers in the past few months.
Got to do something, man.
They still have, like, 10 million subscribers or something like that. Something ridiculous.
Yeah, but with WoW losing them, it's like saying, oh, I'll be back in a week.
I suppose. I mean, I don't know how many of the 500,000
relapse.
My
girlfriend watched a Dr. Phil where this guy was addicted to WoW, and... He had lost his job and shit, and he just sat there and played the game, and he wouldn't go out and look for a job. And he's, like, losing his house and all this shit, and he still wouldn't go get his job.
That's his own fucking fault.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I said.
Is she giving you shit about video games now? Is she taking Dr. Phil too seriously?
She tries to sometimes. And I was like,
stop playing
that
game.
If you notice all these, I was like, it all says computer games.
Yes.
But it's whatever.
It's whatever. It's just a thing. All right, so the rumors are true. There will be a touchscreen controller for the next Nintendo console.
That's just going to be expensive.
Probably. Be interesting.
They don't have a prototype out yet, but maybe we'll see that in E3. Who knows?
It'll look like the Dreamcast controller. With the
That'd
VMU,
be a tiny screen.
With the VMU thing in the middle.
That'd make it a lot cheaper.
If it was a tiny screen, I suppose. Also, just be cheaper if they just did not have a touchscreen. So I guess we'll have to see what they do with it. If it's worth having a touchscreen in there.
Yeah, I'm not a handheld man myself.
Sure you are.
Didn't think that one through.
EA has announced Origin to compete with Steam. So you can now download EA games online, like the Battlefield series.
And Sims.
You can get them. You can get them on there, and then you can play on their crappy servers.
you can play on their crappy servers for like 5 minutes before they go down. People will get split up. You can never play with anyone you want. You guys think you might get this EA service?
No.
Hell no.
There's a couple games that I like.
You don't
EA.
Have to pay for the service. You just have to pay for the games. So
I'd rather get Steam.
I have
Well,
Steam.
There's going to be games on EA that aren't going to be on Steam.
Well, like you said, I don't really want to pay for games and then not play them.
Well, I suppose
I'm
that's true, but
Sony
all these games
right
have
here.
Single player too, you know. And they're usually cheap. Like if it's going to be anything like Steam, then they're going to have one of those weekends where a $60 game is going to be $20.
I like those.
Yeah. Or their older games are like you can buy 10 for $11 or something like that.
Yeah.
They should have weekends where like a $60 game is like $100 just to even it out.
Screw the people. There's one pack on Steam that's amazing. It's like four $60 games and then the source codes to those games so you can make mods for like $90 or something.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I'm not smart enough to make mods.
Mobs.
But I'm pretty sure
I can make a mob. Played Fable 2 today for a little bit.
Speaking of mobs, Payday, the heist, will bring team-based robbery to your computer and PlayStation Network. This is a game that sounds sweet. It's a game that you get your friends together, and it's kind of like a Left 4 Dead style game. But instead of fighting zombies, you fight off the police as you rob a bank.
Like we did in Red Dead Redemption.
And then keep robbing banks. It's really sweet. And like this guy here kind of has like a clown mask on, of course.
That sounds awesome.
But it looks really cool, and it sounds like it'd be a sweet kind of game because it's just kind of like a game where you get to team up with your buddies to rob a freaking bank. And it's going to be sweet.
Is that only on PlayStation and the computer, though?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I'm going to get it on a computer when it comes out. I know that.
Oh, do you, laddie?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You're
playing the shit out of that game.
Damn.
With who?
I was playing with people online. If no one else is going to get it. Sounds like a fun game. Rob banks, son.
Why don't we just do it in real life?
Damn right.
All right, we'll do that right after we go to the Amazon and hunt giant snakes.
Okay.
Because you follow through with all your big ideas pretty quickly.
How about we rob a bank first, so then we have money to go to the Amazon?
Oh, so then we can die and not use any of it. Sweet.
Well, then we don't have to worry about going to jail.
That's true.
Still sounds like a lose-lose situation.
Riding snakes in the Amazon.
We just live with the Indians.
Live with the Indians?
Yeah, learn how to shrink heads. Wouldn't that be tight?
It's dumb.
I'll shrink your head.
That's what his mom does. Tase a man with a PS2 tucked in his pants.
Nice.
How do you fit a PS2 in his pants?
He must have had big pockets.
He must have had those jeans that you had where you could fit a whole textbook in the back of them.
Like 2000, those JNCO jeans?
Yeah.
Might have been a Slim, too. Those are smaller.
It's still a full console, man.
Yeah.
In a pocket. But Timothy Jones, 36, of Lincoln, Missouri, had a... Well, it just said tucked in his pants, so...
Well, he obviously wasn't
Could
hiding
be
it that
in
well.
His pants, not in a pocket.
But he lifted up his shirt as if it were a weapon, and they tased him.
He was like,
"Yo, dogs, you want to play some PS?" Just wanted you to play some Crash Bandicoot. That's all. Maybe some Sly Cooper, Spyro. You know, whatever. Some Gex. You know,
dude, Gex ain't on PS2, dog.
Dude, I'm just listing every like C-list game that I can think of on the PlayStation.
Dude, Gex is not a C-list game. It's
Gex
least,
is awesome.
At least B-list.
Yeah, and so is Crash Bandicoot. And they still make Crash Bandicoot and Spyro games.
Spyro's the shit, man. I love Spyro.
I still remember the song for the third Spyro game.
I do not. Would you like to sing it? What's the song?
Don't put me on the spot like that.
Would you like to sing it?
No, I don't want to sing it.
Come on, Leaper. Come on, everyone. Leaper, Leaper, Leaper. Take it away.
Nope. Not feeling it.
Quit being a pussy and do it.
I'll sing part of it.
Okay.
Chickens on the run, frozen in their tracks. Hope that purple dragon don't come back. Don't come back.
There you go.
Sweet. You can go on tour with that.
Fire and ice, neither is so nice, but nothing brings more trouble than sparks and bubbles.
Should have quit while you were ahead.
And then the second part is what comes after.
Saints Row, the third, offers complete and utter chaos with no waiting.
Chaos.
That means beatdowns with giant purple dildos.
Yeah. Yes.
And comically large fists that cause pedestrians to explode on contact.
Nice.
Hopping into your jet and bombing tanks.
What about a pimp cane shotgun?
See, this is how Grand Theft Auto should have been.
Did you say Crack Theft Shadow? What the hell did you just say, sir?
I disagree. I don't think that's what Grand Theft Auto should have been. I like Grand Theft Auto
as going bowling with
no.
And then going out and seeing TDs with your cousin.
Yeah, that was only an optional thing you could do if you wanted, but I like it a little more. I mean, you're still like an over the top villain, but it's a little more realistic and gritty.
I think there's a room for both.
But Saints Row is completely off the wall, and actually the first couple Saints Rows, it seems like they were the more zany choice, but it seems like from what I see in this one that they've completely sold into that idea, and it's gonna be nuts.
It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be nuck and futz.
I'm gonna love it.
Yeah, I think it's sweet too.
I mean, I hate it when my fucking cousin is calling me on the phone every 5 minutes asking me if I want to go bowling.
Hey, cousin.
I see big American teeth.
There's so many fun things we did. Like, remember us two where we both had the pimp cane shotguns and we'd pimp walk towards each other and shoot each other?
We dueled.
Or, like, when I'd put satchel charges on, like, a car and then jump, like, drive it towards you and jump out and then blow it up.
Oh, my God, yeah.
There's some good times.
Speaking of blowing up cars in Grand Theft Auto, that's the only relationship that I made worthwhile as a guy that would put car bombs in the shit.
You're my only friend, car bomb guy.
It was like McGreary or whatever his name was.
Bombs to put in my car.
Italian?
No.
The Italian?
No, Irish guy or Scottish guy.
Yeah.
My middle name's Scott. I'm the Scott.
You remember the big fucking like gorilla thing that was out in the middle of the water in Saints Row?
Gorilla thing?
That was John Coffey in a speedboat.
You mean the bunny?
Oh, that's right. It was a bunny. Yeah.
Yes, I do. That was fun doing those islands. Being all alone. You know what I'm saying?
I saw Austin like looking out in his backyard being like, there's a ton of gorillas in the backyard. There are a bunch of rabbits.
Saw
a
premiere for Planet of the Apes today.
Yeah, that was
that looks great.
Rise of Planet of the Apes?
Yep.
It does actually look pretty sweet.
I might go see it.
And the Harry Potter and Twilight. And some other movie.
Twilight. Are you going to go see the new Twilight?
I probably will.
That sucks.
It's an okay movie.
That you got to break up with her. And then get back together.
No, I think we got to break up with you.
I think Caitlin listens to the podcast. He's just covering for himself. He's like, it's good.
That's fine. He can cover for himself all he wants. I'll be here with his real thoughts.
I don't like when he covers himself.
You don't like when he covers himself?
No, not at all.
Well, Leaper does wear a robe that he takes off occasionally.
Yeah, I like that robe.
I wish you were wearing it now.
Bought that robe when I had a lingerie party at my apartment.
Nice.
That was a good night.
I bet it was.
It was.
I remember the videos that I took from your outside window.
Tyler was there.
They were all of you, of course.
All right, this next thing I have, it's about a 3.5 minute audio clip. I mean, it's technically a video, but all you really need is the audio here. It's a guy who was playing Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat is serious business. Because after the game, he said, would you stop that?
What?
It's distracting. Tyler does the same thing where, like, I'll have something on the screen and he'll lean as far over as he can to see what's on there.
It's a video. I want to watch it.
It's the video is not important. There's nothing on the video except just
gather around the computer, everyone.
It's just his messages. That's it.
Okay.
Anyway, what it really is this guy, he was playing Mortal Kombat, and I just love this because you can start this thing with, "You mad?" And then after all the voice messages, you can just end it with, "Yeah, but why are you mad though?" They're playing Mortal Kombat, and he sent GG, which means good game. And this is how it shakes out. When it plays. Right now. Starting now.
Oh.
It's buffering. Oh. It's not YouTube. It's another website, so you know.
It's got a boofer.
You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah. I like it when you boofer.
Boofed her, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. Scissor.
Yeah. Ah, you can't be a part of this.
What are we doing? Here it goes. Miracle Forever is the guy's gamer tag. He mad.
Okay, so I just got done playing this series of matches with this guy named Miracle Forever. We played maybe about 4 or 5 matches, and I beat him, you know, every time. And afterwards, I left, and I sent him a good games message. And he fucking bombarded me with all these messages, so I'm gonna play him. Now keep in mind, I just sent him GGs. That's all I sent him.
Nah, nigga, why the fuck you gonna send me a message with your bitch ass fucking come out, nigga? Nah, now I'm sore, nigga. I'm hunting your gamer tag, nigga. Nah, don't you games me, nigga. You done? I'm about to see your ass.
Oh, there's more.
And he just kept sending these messages back to back to back, like, right after another.
You started this, nigga. You should just let the game go. Now, you want to send me a message? Do you know who the fuck you send a message to, nigga? No, I'm after your ass now, nigga. You garbage, nigga. I'm gonna fucking murder you, too. You piece of shit.
This is Mortal Kombat. Stefan, have you encountered this before?
No, but I think I'm gonna type this guy's gamer tag in so I can get a message like that.
Yeah, nigga, where you at? Where you at? Now I'm gonna find you on any gamer board, any gamer tag.
Any
might
gamer
not be
boy.
Today, might not be tomorrow, nigga. It's gonna take a time, but yo, how the fuck you gonna send me a message? Fuck you.
I blame the schools.
All you got is Kung Lao. Yeah, I got somebody to get him off his stick. You know what I'm saying? Kung Lao don't mean shit to me, dude. All you use is one nigga, man. You ain't no skill, nigga. No skill. How the fuck you gonna send me a message?
I like how he ends every one with, "How the fuck you gonna send me a message?"
Well, it's quite simple, sir.
Your bitch ass fucked up. You should have said nothing and should have been on your way. How the fuck you gonna message me using the same damn moves or the bitch ass motherfucker? You should have just won the game and moved on, but you gonna send me a message, nigga? It's on.
It's on.
I have to get mad about the message, though. It's just a message.
You started this, nigga. You started this. You should have just never sent the message, went on your way, and just played the next game. But nah, you're going to be the nigga to send a message. I don't give a fuck about your good games, nigga, because you're not a good game. You fucking trash, bro.
He keeps getting cut off, too, in a lot of them. All right, last one.
It's a very long apology.
Yeah, nigga, you're so nice. You're so nice. You're so ice. You're so nice and ice that nigga rematch me. Don't you ever send me a fucking game attack, fucking match. Good game. Nigga, rematch and shut the fuck up.
So, he mad.
Why he so mad?
Why you mad?
Now, his name is Miracle Forever. So, it's Miracle, the number 4, and then I believe it's Ever as in, yeah.
E-V-A.
E-V-E-R.
Oh.
So, Miracle Forever, all one word, of course, and the 4... is the number 4.
So everyone send him a message saying good game.
Just say GG. That's all he sent him. Let's just GG. Send him that and see if he just flips out. I'm actually going to do that right after this podcast just to see what I get. But have you guys ever had someone that that angry or mad at you just for nothing?
Not that angry, I don't think. But some people say
didn't
some
when we played
stuff.
SmackDown vs. Raw, didn't we have people send us a message like a couple times?
People send you messages all the time on SmackDown vs. Raw.
Being
it's always, let's have a rematch. I'm host, and you can't use your left hand or some shit.
That was always Halo, like, okay, let's rematch. Okay, on this map, be our starts. Like, no.
Be us host.
Yeah, I'm not wasting my fucking time.
I remember we used to actually rematch, and then we'd win, and then they'd fucking boot us.
Yeah.
They too didn't boot it.
Who was I playing with one time that it was... it might have been Stefan, you and me on the pit against another guy, and someone he said is, like, the best Halo player ever.
It was a general, that's why.
Yeah, and then we beat his ass. I think it was a tough game, but we still won. And he was like, no, you guys were cheap. I don't think I've ever had anyone get mad at me, except once, when I said something nice. It was only that time that I said, in Halo 2, when I said good game, and the guy just goes, shut up, and leaves. But besides that, I've never had anyone like yell at me after saying good game. I've had people send me messages after just playing with them. Like, you know, in SmackDown vs. Raw, if I use a move maybe once too much, and they freak out, send me a message, like, hey!
Haters gonna hate, dog.
Yeah.
Haters gonna hate.
Taters gonna tate?
They would.
I would keep taking.
I remember Stefan playing someone one time in Halo 2 that just kept sending messages where he was like screaming. You remember that?
No.
He was just like yelling. Like, he was screaming, but he was actually saying something like, oh, yeah, you think you're really good? But he was like screaming at the top of his lungs or something, but like screeching, not so much screaming, I suppose. It was weird.
I make him screech.
And then you rematched him, and like he would, every time he killed you, he would just like scream or something just to like annoy you.
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
You said, yeah, like you remembered it.
I was saying, yeah, like, I was acknowledging that I was listening to what you were saying.
Who won the rematch?
I actually think he did.
Oh.
And Stefan said something like, I didn't say you were bad, I just said you need to shut up. Well, it was true. The guy played fine, but, like, he would just yell all the time. Okay, next thing I have, and I don't have a little intro for it, so we're gonna go in dry.
That's always a pain.
Like sandpaper?
Yeah, like sandpaper.
You feel like it's tearing, don't you? You know what I'm talking about, Leaper.
No, I don't know.
You know?
No. It's usually pretty wet.
Yes. I mean, like after you've been going for a while.
No, you know, it's usually pretty okay.
Starts a brush fire. A little bit.
Yeah. Brush fire.
If that's the case, then we just get a little KY and
throw it on down there.
A little Crisco.
Peanut butter.
Some shortening.
And jelly.
Whipped cream.
E3 is coming up. What are some things you guys are looking forward to at E3?
Only one thing, and that's a new Nintendo console.
That's the only thing you're looking forward to?
What else is there to look forward to?
Arkham City?
No, I've already seen gameplay.
Don't
want to
see any new videos, new announcements, nothing?
I've already seen a lot of gameplay footage and announcements. Saw the Riddler announcement, saw the Catwoman announcement, where they said that 10% of the game is you're going to play as Catwoman, and that looked really cool because she plays completely different. Saw the Batman trailer. That was really sweet. The Joker, Two-Face.
You don't want to see if Bungie comes out with anything? Or 343?
I mean, if they do, then that'd be cool.
You don't want to see what PlayStation has confirmed that they're working on a new console. You don't want to see anything at all about that? See if they announce anything? They might not because they just announced that they were working on it.
I don't think they'll say anything. I think if Nintendo comes out with a console or reveals it at E3 and tells about it, Sony and Microsoft are going to wait and make theirs better.
Yeah, because Sony's already confirmed that they're starting their work on a new console. Microsoft hasn't said anything.
I really hope they don't make a new console.
It's not going to be till about...
Not because I don't want to buy another one, just because I like the games I have, and it's a fucking hassle.
It won't be until like 2014, 2015.
To put them in a new console?
No.
It'll probably be backwards compatible.
Xbox not, unless you get the nice edition.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go all in on a new console, you're not going to get the nice edition. If you have 2 years to, or a year at least to pre-order it.
Some people can't afford it.
Well, some people can, but you were talking about yourself.
I know. Well, I'm thinking about other people.
And even then, the cheap Xbox, you could play the major titles backwards compatible. So you could play your Halo 2 on your 360 no matter what kind you got.
All I'm saying is I like the current console. I like all the games on it. There's nothing really wrong with it. I mean, our graphics are already good enough as is.
I mean, just because there's nothing wrong with it doesn't mean you can't make something better.
Well, what's the Madden effect then?
It's the Madden longer, effect. Better, yeah. Faster, what's the Madden stronger. Effect?
Where you add in three things and then you make it.
No, not necessarily. If you're going to make a full new console, you're going to at least try and do something. I was thinking it more as if someone says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, it could be better.
Yeah, but how could it be better?
I don't know. I mean, every year we're always like, I mean, every time a new console comes out, we're not the ones that make it. So there's always something you're like, oh, wow, that's a great idea, you know?
Yeah, but it just seems like everything that the Xbox is lacking, they add in with an update.
That's true. But you can only update so long before.
I beg to differ.
Well, you can only update so long. There's going to be a point where it's going to be outdated no matter what. You can only limp a console along so far.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Sega.
Yeah, like Sega. Oh, God.
No, I'm not excited about any of that except for the new Nintendo console.
You don't want to say anything about Skyrim?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing, really. Just nothing
else except
Nintendo's console.
I'm being
honest
with you.
I mean, you got nothing. I'm surprised.
Nintendo console. That sounds like the only...
I'm surprised you have just one.
So Microsoft hasn't announced anything that intrigues me. Sony hasn't announced anything that intrigues me. They got that little NGP or whatever. I don't care about the PSP sequel or whatever it is. Nintendo, I guess 3DS stuff I'd be somewhat interested on. Like, oh, okay. Beyond the new Nintendo console, 3DS stuff and the Super Mario game on 3DS that they haven't talked much about.
Yeah.
That's supposed to take things from...
You want to re-say that without being a Nintendo fanboy?
I'm just saying.
I'm just messing with you.
But yeah, that's all I'm excited for. I think Microsoft and Sony are kind of boring me, personally. And those other games, like the reason why I'm not really excited about like seeing anything on them is because what are they going to announce? Like, to be excited for something, you got to have something that like hints at something that's going to excite you, and they haven't like... Maybe I haven't followed it enough, but I don't know.
Yep.
They come out later this year, so it's not like a Halo type of deal with me. So,
Leaper, anything you want to see at E3?
I'm excited for a new Nintendo console, 3DS stuff, Zelda game. Anything Resident Evil.
Just want to sit over there by Stefan.
And
you can share the same microphone and hold hands.
Yeah.
Get over here. You sexy fuck. I've been wanting that for a while.
Skyrim.
Skyrim.
And... Saint Rose 3.
Saints or Saint Rose?
Yep.
You said Saint Rose.
Cone Rose.
And maybe if they do something with a new Grand Theft Auto at E3, which they probably won't, but they could.
Maybe. There was rumor to the fact that there might be a fifth one on the way.
And
we even talked about what city it should be in. I'm still pulling for Vegas.
That would be tight.
It should be in Nebraska.
Grand Theft Auto, Nebraska.
Cow tipping.
Have you ever gone cow tipping, Leaper?
That'd be an awesome minigame.
No, but it would
exactly.
be awesome.
You're perpetuating the stereotype.
No one's ever asked me. That's the only reason why.
Dude, no one asks people to go cow tipping. You just got to do it.
Oh. Well, let's go do it.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Austin, anything you want to see at E3?
The only thing that I know about is Arkham City and Skyrim, and I already know a lot about Arkham City. I don't really want to know anymore, otherwise the game starts to get ruined, in my opinion. Just because
game starts to get ruined.
It's nice to get surprised.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. I don't really need to know a whole lot more. I already know I'm going to buy it and love myself all over it.
Don't go off too early. I thought the same thing about Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, and I was thoroughly disappointed.
Well, that was a shitty game.
Well, I know, but the thing is, everyone thought, like, oh, it's going to be, it's like the first one. It's going to be like the first one. And
that would be Iron Man.
It was not like the first one. What's wrong with that? Of course I want to be Iron Man. Iron Man's fun to play as.
He's a Nazi.
He was better in...
He's not a Nazi.
He was better in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1, though. But, and probably even better in X-Men Legends 2, because X-Men Legends 2 was sweet.
That was sweet.
X-Men Legends were great.
I would like to say I'm excited about more, but honestly, I don't even know what else is out there. I mean, I don't give a shit about the Nintendo system.
No offense.
Hey, but, it doesn't offend me. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I've never been a Zelda fan. Fuck's wrong with you? I don't care about handheld systems, so yeah, I don't really know anything else.
Okay, well, there's a lot of things I'm looking forward to, and mostly it's just I want to see new trailers and learn new things about the games, but I want to see the newest Battlefield 3 news. I want to see Modern Warfare 3 news, too. Skyrim. I like to see things in Skyrim. The Madden game is almost out anyway. It comes out next month. And so far, I think I might actually at least rent that one, maybe buy it. Or not Madden, NCAA 12. Because they have added some pretty sweet conference things that I want to do. I also want to see the new Nintendo console. Because I think it, hopefully it'll be sweet. I don't know. We'll find out.
He'll be pretty sweet.
But yeah, Skyrim, of course.
I think you already said that.
Yeah.
Did I? Okay. I wasn't sure if I had already said it, so I said it again. So I didn't leave it out.
We need to make a review or a lead-up thing for Skyrim, like we're doing Gears of War 3.
Okay. When does Skyrim come out?
11/11/11.
That's right. Yeah, we'll have time to do that.
And it needs to have a sexual context, because Skyrim's kind of funny.
Skyrim job.
Or four penises. Or actually six, it would be. Six penises. 11/11/11?
Yeah. Okay. I get
six
it.
Six penises.
I like Skyrim job, personally.
Yeah, I do too. That was pretty good. I will take it back. There is one thing I would like to see at E3. News on that Star Wars MMO. That shit looks cool.
Don't they already have one of those?
I don't think so.
I swear they do, and they called it Galaxies.
Okay, well then it was probably shit. Cause
they had one before, but okay. I don't
Isn't
think
this
it was
supposed
that good.
To be like a Battlefront?
I don't know.
Like Battlefront, but an MMO?
Well, I know that you can play as a bunch of different classes, and none of them have the same storylines, like, yeah. Ever.
I was never a big Star Wars game fan, so I have no idea.
I like the Knights of the Old Republic, which everybody does.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I saw a comment from the guys that are making the new ones, and they were like, I know a lot of people are disappointed that there was no sequel to Knights of the Republic 2, but this one's like Knights of the Republic 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, so.
Damn!
That's fucking awesome.
Nice.
I like the Force Unleashed games. Those are good games.
Just leave. Just go. I'm not even kidding. Leave.
They
right
are
now.
Good games. What's wrong with
what's you? Matter with
I like you? The one on N64, but I don't remember what it's called.
The Empire Strikes Back one?
Like the one where you're actually the guy and you can run around
yeah,
and shoot and jump
one.
To ledges and you
that
was
a good
pack,
one.
And you're in the...
You like, could be Bobo Fett.
And you were the in the seriously, fighter, man. And you had to like wrap the cord around the big
yeah.
giant walkers.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
That was a good one. And Rogue Squadron. The first one, not the second or third one.
So, do you guys think there might be any surprises at this year's E3?
Surprise! There will be, but I have no idea what the hell it'll be.
You got no speculation on that?
Somebody's going to run through it naked and get registered as a sex offender.
Like, last year's big surprise was the 360 Slim. Wasn't announced before. A couple rumors, but wasn't announced. And they announced it and actually said it would be... It came out, like, 3 days or something
yeah,
after,
it came out
after
like
E3.
Shortly
they're like,
after
yeah, it's done. It's going to be coming out in a couple days.
What?
Oh, I know the announcement they're going to do. Duke Nukem is canceled.
Duke Nukem is canceled. It's already finished. We did the Gone Gold story. Game's already done.
I played that shit, yeah.
Can't cancel it.
I guess, yeah, but...
We've decided against
it. They're printing copies already, so...
We're going to spend another 12 years making it better.
Matter of fact, GameStop probably already has it, or pretty close to having it.
Probably. Should break in there, Leaper. Get it early, so we can have an early review on it.
I don't need it that early. I'll actually be on vacation.
When it comes out?
Yep.
Did you pre-order it?
Yep.
How are you gonna
so are you going to be able to get it?
Yeah, I'll just buy it in Arizona.
You're a moron.
I didn't remember that, but
God,
have one of
my world's not gonna stop for Duke Nukem.
I know, but you pre-ordered the game even though you're not gonna be here.
The Balls of Steel edition.
Just go cancel your pre-order.
Have one of us go get it.
I can just get it there.
Did you cancel your pre-order so you can get your money back?
I get my money back anyway. It doesn't go anywhere.
You can't get your money back after a certain amount of days.
Yeah, you can.
No, after the game comes out, dude.
I've never had a problem where I can't get my money back.
I think it's like
I reserved
a week.
Pokemon, and I didn't go buy Pokemon for like 2 weeks.
When you pre-order the game, they hold it for just a few days, and then it's gone, dude.
Yeah, but you still have your money, though.
Yeah, they'll give you your money back. I just don't think they'll save your copy anymore.
Yeah, they just won't save the game.
Because I know on the receipt, it always tells me, like, no refund after that.
Yeah, weren't you getting Balls of Steel Edition?
Yeah. It'll be okay. I can still get it.
I'm sure.
It will. Yeah. I can almost guarantee that I could come back here and there'd still be one in town that I could buy.
I'm sure.
Maybe.
I'm.
If it's a limited edition, first of all, you're not going to be able to get the limited edition Arizona.
Yes, sir.
No, you won't, because that's the week it comes out, and all those are pre-ordered. They're going to be gone.
It'll be okay.
I don't know. I think he'll probably
be okay,
be able
but you're
to.
Always the kind of guy that fucks this thing up. You can never just pre-order a game and then get it on the day and get what you want. You always have to wait. You always like wait a few days and you get like the regular edition instead of the limited, or you buy it at or you want to buy it at Walmart the night before it comes out or something.
I think it'll be fine because I mean we saw the legendary editions of Halo 3 and Halo Reach like weeks after that game came out. You still saw those giant
months.
Boxes.
But it's not going to be there the first like week after it comes out.
I still see giant boxes of Fallout New Vegas.
well, like you said, he can wait. I mean,
I just don't understand why
you
pre-ordered something to wait.
Well, I didn't know when I was going to Arizona when I pre-ordered it. I pre-ordered it like 3 months ago.
And then I still don't know why you just didn't cancel your pre-order if you're just going to get it later anyway. Just take care of
it.
Because
it doesn't matter.
You always wait. Yes, it does.
Well, how long are you going to be in Arizona?
For a week.
Well, then, shit, they'll have it when you get back.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well,
they won't have a limited edition when you get back.
I think they will.
They won't have it for a couple weeks.
I think that, well, if he has it pre-ordered, I think they hold it for a maximum of a week. And then that's when they
GameStop
it.
Has always told me a maximum of 4 days.
Oh. Well, either way, let the man lie where he's, I forgot the saying, whatever, fuck it.
Aboard.
Yeah.
You really are taking Tyler's space tonight. Start saying something, just abort. I'm done with this statement.
Well, didn't you remember I rang the abortion?
I lost interest in the backswing.
Jesus. not something you should just randomly say.
So, okay. Leaper.
He doesn't listen to this anyway.
any surprises you think you'll see at E3?
I mean, I'm sure there will be, but I don't have
they going to announce a service that delivers Duke Nukem to your doorstep?
No. Maybe Sega will get back into making a video game console.
Nah, they
never
be
tight.
Will.
That'd suck. Then there'd be four different consoles going on.
Dude, I'd buy Sega. I wouldn't buy any of those.
I wouldn't because it already failed.
I wouldn't care.
One thing I'll say is that the new Nintendo console, the most important thing in my opinion is it better have good online, not like shitty Wii online.
Yeah, with friend codes.
Friend codes and lag and stuff like that. It needs to be on par with Xbox or better,
yeah.
For cheaper. If they really want to take
it, I think it needs to at least be on par.
Because if it's supposed to cater to the hardcore gamers, it needs to have that, and that's honestly the most important part about this console. I think not the graphics need to be a little bit better than 360 or PS3 because obviously you're not going to buy it if it looks the same. But if they have the titles like exclusive titles and they have a good online like that. Then
new Super Smash Bros. Game would be awesome.
Yeah,
really good quality.
Yeah, that's something that needs to come out within a year.
That's what their big surprise is going to be.
A Super Smash Brothers?
Yeah, for the new console.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Well,
it was 2008, right?
If memory served, didn't Super Smash Brothers come out like right after the Wii did?
No,
not right after.
No,
it was like
2008.
Yeah,
it was
like 2 years after the Wii came out.
Oh, okay.
Well, but I think it was Stuttering Craig that brought up a really good point, as people keep saying like, oh, the new console is going to have graphics comparable with the 360 and PS3, and he's like,
it needs to be better.
It needs to be better. You know, the PS3 came out 5 years ago. He's like, if it's going to be a new console coming out next year, then it needs to be better.
Yeah, but like I said earlier, I think we've reached the point where you kind of can't make graphics any better. I mean,
everyone says that every generation.
Well, okay, when we played N64, we're like, this is not going to get any more real.
This is awesome.
And then, did.
I didn't.
Tyler Swanson and I said that about Final Fantasy X. We said, how could they possibly make these any better?
But no,
and they have.
And
look at L.A. Noire. Perfect example.
They didn't make it much better. It has graphics on par
I'm
with
talking
GTA
about the
4.
Facial features. You take the facial features with the realistic graphics from, I don't know, if I thought this through better, I could come up with a better name title, but there are games.
I mean, have you seen the new Unreal Engine? The videos for that? I talked about it maybe a couple months ago.
And
I mean, it looks leagues better than what's out now, and it's meant for new consoles.
I don't know. I think, you can do another graphics upgrade, but we're getting to the point where the graphics are as good as they are.
If you go buy a computer, it would have to be a really nice one, like a $1,000 desktop.
Yeah.
the graphics are better on that desktop than they would ever be on your television with any video game system.
Yeah, I guess that's true. They keep...
And they will always be like that. Computers will always be slightly ahead.
So, I mean, you can always look to, you can look towards computers like that.
Yeah.
You can make maybe the next consoles closer to what computers are. Because computers always have, you know, at least a little bit better graphics.
Isn't that what the PlayStation tried to do?
Well, and they did for a while, but now computers have surpassed that. You know, computers, graphics cards alone can be upwards of $600 to $800 if you really want to go that far.
But a more than good enough one, you could spend $100 on.
Yeah. You can spend like you know, $100 to $200 and still get
That's what I hate about my laptop, though, is that it has a...
integrated graphics?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not... does not do good for what I want to use it for.
But honestly, I care more about gameplay. Than I do about graphics.
Of course, but I think the point is every console generation, we're like, this is amazing, oh my god, and then, you know, a couple years, you know, consoles used to be on like a 2-3 year separation, now it's been, you know, 5-6 years, but the next console always comes out and it has better features.
Well, there also used to be like 10 different consoles you need to pick from, too. Let's get a CDI. Great, Mom, that was a great choice. Thanks.
So yeah, I'm excited to see what the new consoles have to offer. Because it's going to be sweet.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I am, too. I like my Xbox. I'm fine with it.
I don't.
I don't see why you wouldn't want to move on. Because, I mean, you still have your Xbox. If you buy a new console.
I don't want a new console, but...
I'll take it.
I know they held off for the longest time on doing consoles, mostly because the economy was shitty. Like, no one's going to want to go out and buy a $400, $500 console. But I think it's getting to the point where they're like, we have all this stuff that we need to kind of start making a new console.
I don't know. Microsoft has said multiple times that they're not going to till about 2015. They still don't feel like the 360s. Live through its. I mean, they still.
I think
they lost
so
much money with it, with the Red Ring shit, that they're trying to probably get as much out of it as they can.
They've actually come up
with
profit on
360. And that's another thing. They better do that a lot better next time and fix the goddamn mics.
But I think.
Well, you know where you sent your 360 to get fixed, right?
Texas.
Yeah, you know how far that is from the Mexican border, that town.
No, because like, you never told us what town it is.
It's in McAllen, Texas. You can see the Mexican border from that town. They make those things in Mexico. That's why they did that. Because they're a bad production quality. It was bad.
Are you talking about the mics or the Xboxes?
Both.
Okay.
But Microsoft. I think if Nintendo and PlayStation, or Sony, I guess, both release a new console and they start seeing an upsurge in sales and stuff like that, I think it'll have to pretty much force Microsoft's hand.
And then we get another Red Ring of Death scenario where they push their console out.
I think if they're going to wait, if they're going to be the last console to come out, and I think if there's already talk about new consoles, I think they're going to be working on that. I mean, come on. You had to have learned your lesson by then.
You know what I want to see? GameSphere.
That's what they said about Sega.
What'd they say about Sega?
That they're supposed to learn their lesson.
About what?
Doing bad things with consoles.
The Dreamcast was an awesome console.
Like,
they did learn their lesson.
The main things
were nearly perfect.
Were advertising and marketing, like the Sega Saturn
it
came
was.
Out.
And there was a nearly perfect console.
No advertisements for it.
Why aren't they making them still?
It, of course, failed to PlayStation.
PS2 came out.
Come on, you compare the Dreamcast, which was a great console, but it had to go up against the N64 and the PS2.
Well, then those were apparently more perfect.
No, they were better, but they were all great consoles. That was probably one of the greatest generations. Yeah. You know,
PS2 was...
Sega wasn't the monster that Sega. Nintendo and Sony were. Yeah. They released a near-perfect console, but they didn't have nearly as much money as Sony and Nintendo.
They did have a better online capability than the PlayStation 2.
No, I said they did have a perfect console. They didn't have nearly enough money as Sony and Nintendo.
Yeah.
They didn't have the monetary force behind their console. If they ever dipped in sales, it was a huge loss to them. And if the N64 ever dipped in sales, then Nintendo can survive.
They're like, fuck it. People are still buying Super Nintendos.
PS2 ever dips in sales, and they're like, oh, no, Sony, we lost a couple bill.
We still make TVs and everything else.
Yeah. Sega was fully into that console. That's all they had. And you can't even, if you can't compete with N64 and PS2.
And a Sonic the Hedgehog tough. With a voice.
Yeah, that was. What was that one game where you played as like those green army men?
Army
men. Army men.
Yeah, that's exactly. Was it army? Yeah, men? That's what it was called.
Okay, I was just asking what the title was. Damn.
On this Nintendo 64.
And PlayStation.
That was Sega. Awesome. Yeah, it was on Sega Dreamcast. I played that with Tyler Swanson. That game was sweet.
That was a fun game. They made a whole bunch of them.
I didn't think the Sonic game was that bad, but I guess
the first one was good. The second one was not.
Yeah, with I like playing a Super Sonic
with Shadow.
Shadow.
I like that one. Yeah. Where you gotta raise all those little things.
I did like that part. That was sweet.
I know, that was the best part of the game.
I spent more hours doing that than playing the actual part of the game.
I know, exactly. Those are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Little chows, I think, called them.
Something like that.
All right, so next week we'll have our little recap of E3. What we liked, what we didn't like. I don't really want to do who won E3. I always hate that. It's like, who won? Like, there wasn't a prize up for stakes there. Just because someone had the best thing didn't mean they, like, won. They just had a good outing. So, yeah, we'll have that next week with, for sure, me and Stefan. Andy will be there. Leaper won't. Leaper will be gone. Twos, I don't know his status. He's got a new baby, so, you know.
I'll be...
He could be somewhere.
Sitting outside in the sun. Or spending money.
Sitting outside in the sun?
Yeah, one of the two. Or both.
And spending money.
Sunset at a different time in Arizona?
It does.
Like, at 10:30, it'll still be...
It'll only be 8:30 there.
It'll probably be 9 o'clock by the time we get started.
Yeah,
sun will probably be down.
It won't be. I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you.
It's down here by 9 o'clock. It'll be down there by 9 o'clock their time. You're gonna have no sun. You're gonna be sitting outside in the dark, trying to prove a point.
Yep.
Draw a picture of the sun.
He has a
flashlight.
He has a lamp up there. I'm out in the sun. I can see you holding the lamp.
No, I'm not.
So we'll have that for you next week. I think we're going to have trivia next week, too.
Damn it.
Yeah, Leaper's going to be gone for trivia.
We're going to call in.
You don't have a crown to defend anymore because last time we did trivia, I won.
But
so your streak is over.
Yeah, I need to take that back.
Well, you're not going to do it something. Next week.
I'll come up with something like a month later or something. We'll do it again.
Nice. All right, so that'll do it for gaming news / E3 hype. Now, I have three news stories, so we're going to wind it down with that.
What are you buying?
What kind of stories will we bring you this week? Time to find out.
A miserable little pile of secrets.
This is the Power Up News Desk.
But enough talk. How about you?
First up, Independence, Missouri. Is that alligator country?
Yes.
Independence, Missouri?
Yep.
Alligator country?
Yep.
How?
I don't know.
Sure. That's it? You got nothing to elaborate on that?
I'll say yes as well.
Okay, well, not necessarily because it's in Missouri. But police have shot a concrete alligator out in someone's front yard.
Why would they do that?
Well, because they saw it and thought it was a real alligator, so they shot it.
What the fuck's wrong with him? It's not alligator country.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. When I saw it, like, when I saw the story, I was thinking, okay, maybe it was Florida or something, and they saw a big alligator in someone's yard. No, it's Missouri. And they saw an alligator in someone's front yard, and they instantly thought it was real.
They're like, hey.
And shot it. Turns out you cannot kill a concrete alligator.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. It's the ultimate enemy.
Concrete alligators cannot be defeated.
So it's just like a yard decoration.
Yeah. Yep, it's just a yard decoration
statue.
Sitting down in the front yard, and police shot it and called for backup, actually.
It's not going down.
We got a 1-2-3 here. 1-2-3.
Anybody? Oh, there's an alligator in someone's front yard. I haven't heard that one before. No one ever uses the 1-2-3.
You're right.
Next up, California Senate has decided that schools can ban or expel students for sexting.
Damn.
So all those things Stefan sends me, you get expelled for that.
How they gonna know?
Good thing I'm not in school.
Well, if they get the person's phone.
Why would they look at it?
Because if you have your phone on class, teachers all the time take phones. course they're gonna look at it. You think they're like perfect and they're like retarded. No, put it away.
I think that's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah, that's kind of your own business what you're saying to people.
But when you bring it to school, I believe they say it's now the school's business, because like technically you suspend your rights when you go into school.
That's stupid.
Like you don't have the right to assembly or even free speech when you're in school technically.
Yeah,
like
if they want to take your phone, has sex with a student.
Like, if they want to take your phone, that's one thing. But, like, reading through it, and then if you happen to have said sexual things, that is not their business.
There's also another thing where, like, if someone sends someone a sexual text and the person doesn't want it, they might tell the teacher.
Well, what if you do it out of school?
Then you're not in school.
Yeah, but then they take your phone, and it's on your phone.
Yeah.
I suppose, but I think then you could bring up the fact that look at the time or look at the day, and that text was not sent while at school.
And then he'd bring up the fact, stop looking at my goddamn phone, you bitch.
I'm looking at my nudes in my phone.
Dude, yeah, you know, teachers you ain't getting
are finding naked
nice
pictures and
downloading
them on their computer.
You can look at this for later. You know what I'm saying?
A bunch of teachers at our old high school have naked pictures of Stefan because he took his phone. That's all he has on there.
Yes, sir.
Or nearly naked pictures. Or like the mirror cuts off right at his waistline.
Now, what it was is I was naked in the bathroom, and I put the mouthwash bottle where my junk is, and I said, freshen your breath. Sent that to a few people.
I remember that.
Oh, it was pretty clever.
Except for the fact that he sent all of us.
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck? Why is he saying that to me? Freshen my breath.
I know why he sent it to me.
What?
Where was my text? I know why he sent
it. I don't even remember sending it to you guys.
I got a different one, actually. Yeah. It was
you got like my feet.
Yeah, it was like your legs all the way up to almost your junk, but
yeah,
I'm
good at cutting it off.
Some wait, what?
Movie magic.
he was in the bathtub.
Smoking mirrors.
Sent that. I forgot what the accompanying text said.
Yeah, you didn't get the other one. I've only sent to a couple. More sexual partners of mine. Like Ben Leahy.
Of course.
Indeed.
And finally, the last story in news. Italy has stopped an attempt by North Korea to smuggle in tap dancing shoes.
What?
How dare they?
Now, there's a UN sanction on North Korea where no one can send them, or no one in the UN can send them luxury items. Apparently, tap dancing shoes count as luxury items.
Damn. Sneaky Korean.
They stopped a crate in Milan that was headed for Pyongyang.
Pyongyang.
Against civilization.
What about
Pyongyang.
New Pyongyang?
Dude, New Pyongyang doesn't exist. Pyongyang. New Pyongyang is right outside Leponia.
It is.
They're going to attack me one day. But
it's actually
a
decent sized city, dude.
Yeah, and I am gonna take Persia's capital.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Dude,
it's gonna
my
happen.
Tanks are right there.
Dude, my cavalry is right there on the border. I only needed one more cavalry to take it, too.
You don't know that.
I did know that because they only had one defender left. They just actually finally took me out. Ah. Because I was taking a big cavalry, but I captured those two cities along the way, so I had to keep some there, you know?
I was taking a big cavalry, too.
So,
no,
like,
actually, that doesn't
are
make
you
any
capable
sense.
Of
it doesn't even make any sense as a double entendre.
Oh.
So, are you capable of tagging Peter's him the next turn?
That's I am capable
cavalry
of tagging
gonna
him the
cavalry.
Next turn.
You're damn right.
You're not going to take it, Lemur. I don't know why you think you're going to take it.
Yes.
And we're playing on a map of the world, so it's right where Istanbul should be. And Leaper's like, I'm going to take it and name it Constantinople, because he always does that. So I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to take it and name it Istanbul.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to happen. You're not going to be able to do your thing.
That's okay. I'll just rename where my city is in North America and Central America where it blocks you off, and I'll name that Constantinople.
Dude, I'm already in Canada. And Alaska.
Okay, well, you can't walk there. So
I can't walk there?
Nope.
I got boats, son.
Boats and hoes.
I've eliminated your ability to walk from
and
South
there's
America
there's still an
to
opening.
North
I actually went through that opening in our last game.
I don't remember.
Between you and Greece, it's like right where we are in like Nebraska. It's pretty much right up the Great Plains. Actually, who really blocks me is fucking India, dude.
I'm talking more towards Central America.
Like, India's got like a thing on Panama or something like that.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Talking about our civilization. Maybe you should watch it.
I would if I knew when it was on.
I post it on Twitter and Facebook every time.
I don't have Twitter.
Well, I mean, that's a place you could go to see if it's on. It's always up.
It's usually a Saturday or Monday night.
I posted it on the social networking site so people can... it's also on our blog, too. Just I put it on there. So it's always up at the top.
Quite frankly, we put notes on your doors.
Yeah. We call you. We'll call you every time.
You're just never there. You're never there.
Are we going to do it again tomorrow?
Maybe.
Tomorrow night? We're almost done.
We are almost done.
And we've been playing that game for like 2 months. It's almost finished. But yeah, back to the story. No tap dancing shoes for Pyongyang, North Korea.
Pyongyang. Wonder what
maybe
Korean
they
sounds
building
like.
That shitty wall.
Shitty wall. That guy's Chinese.
They say shitty sushi.
That guy's Japanese.
I love that episode.
Isn't the guy, I saw that really quick, the new episode of South Park. Isn't that guy that's in the sushi restaurant, the guy that was in the first episode, the human centipede, the Japanese guy?
I don't know.
I'm almost positive that's the same guy.
They all look the same.
They look exactly the same.
Maybe that's part of the joke, meaning that's kind of what the episode's about.
I saw him, I saw him arguing the with the CityWalk guy. And I'm like, that's got to be the same guy, because he talked just like that. And he was like, you need to speak English. And I remember him going, I'm sorry, Kyle, but I'm eating the cuttlefish. And it sounded exactly the same. And
cuttlefish.
So, yeah, I thought that was the same guy. I don't know. I'll have to actually watch the episode. I just saw it briefly.
Brown cow.
Yeah, sure, whatever. All right, so that'll conclude it for the podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/PowerUpPodcast, twitter.com/PowerUpPodcast. We have a blog, powerupodcast.blogspot.com, and you can email us at powerupodcast@gmail.com. So, for Austin, Leaper, and Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.
Socialize, bitches.